Here's the standard line on the difference between continual and continuous. Continual is for recurring things. Continuous is for nonstop things. Continual means repeatedly. Continuous means without interruption. So you might get continual calls from telephone solicitors, but your refrigerator makes a continuous hum. Following that guideline certainly can't hurt you, but it's not the whole picture. For one thing, continual can be synonymous with continuous in at least one use. Also, continuous has some uses that continual does not. So anyone who says that this distinction is absolute doesn't have their facts straight. Continual has been around since the 14th century. Continuous emerged about 3 centuries later. The newer word, when it appeared, was mostly about physical space. The dining room is continuous with the kitchen. The road is continuous all the way to the border. Stuff like that. Eventually, the words started to share some jobs, but not that physical space one. To this day, people use only continuous for physical space, and no one says a continual sidewalk or anything like that. Around the middle of the 19th century, people started pushing a different assertion about these two words. Continuous, they said, was for nonstop things. Continual was for intermittent things. As we've seen, that wasn't completely out of nowhere. But where these people went wrong was they insisted that there should be no overlap between these words. If you used continual to mean nonstop, you are making an error, they said. But they were the ones making an error. This wasn't true in their day, and it's not true today. People who said these words were completely distinct were just taking a general observation and stretching it too far. The American Heritage Dictionary says that continual means, 1, of regular or frequent recurrence, often repeated, very frequent. That's their first definition. But here's their second. Continual, happening without interruption or cessation, continuous in time. In other words, they can be synonymous in the sense meaning without interruption. Now, here's how American Heritage Dictionary defines continuous. 1, uninterrupted in time, without cessation. 2, and here's the biggest difference, being in immediate connection or spatial relationship, a continuous row of warehouses. So continuous is the only one of the two that can refer to spatial relationships, but both words can mean either nonstop or recurring. For anyone who wants to be very proper and precise, the best course is often to stick with dictionary's first definitions. This brings us all the way back to the Stickler position. Use continual to mean recurring, use continuous to mean without interruption, or any time you're referring to something physical. If you want a trick for remembering these, I like to think of an annoying uncle named Al who shows up from time to time. He's the Al in continual. We sometimes get breaks from Al, but we can never escape ourselves, the us at the end of continuous. Use that if it helps, but if these aren't words you want to fuss over, you can keep using them as you would naturally. Chances are that'll always work out just fine.